On the show today, we have one of Federal Credit Union's Michael Murdoch talking about what the young credit union professionals of the Pacific Northwest are up to these days, and it's a really cool event called Hops for Hope, so check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Michael Murdoch from Wana Federal Credit Union. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, before we get into our conversation, we just had the CUE's Next Top Credit Union Exec competition like last week. Were you able to catch any of it?
Because
you were a finalist last year. So
I was. Yeah. It was seemed like kind of a squeaker there. But honestly, you know, that was everybody did such a great job. Yeah. That's such a fun program. Really exciting stuff. So I was that was pretty cool to watch, honestly.
Yeah, it was a good group this year, and your group last year was pretty awesome as well. What have been your takeaways since that competition? Because obviously it really helps people's careers and just, you know, getting to know where you want to go and meeting a lot of really cool people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've actually been working a lot with Shannon, who was last year's actual winner. She's on the board of the Young Credit Union Professionals, which is what we'll be talking about in a little bit later. But I've gotten a lot closer with her, working with her, and I've actually changed credit unions since my last one, which was Northwest Priority, and now I'm at WANA doing the same thing. But I've noticed that there have been quite a few more doors that have opened, awesome. And I've been a lot more involved in the community and in the credit union community at large and the movement. So it being International Credit Union Day / month, getting a lot more involved in that type of stuff, which I love. So yeah. I would just say my involvement as a whole has been has grown.
Very cool. Yeah, you kind of get deeper entrenched in this really cool industry, and that's nothing but a good thing. So very cool stuff. And speaking of Shannon, speaking of young professionals, this kind of segues into our conversation about what you guys are doing, what the young professionals are doing up there in the Pacific Northwest. And it's a cool event that's called Hops for Hope. So give us a quick 411 on what this is.
Sure. So right around the same time, our association, the Northwest Credit Union Association, they'll hold their annual meeting called MAX.
I will be there next week.
Awesome. Yeah. So you'll see our they've kind of put together a young credit union professional program. So everybody kind of in our league footprint will get together at MAX and talk about this as well.
Oh, right on.
But they always host a credit union for kids kind of like an auction fundraising dinner, and it's wildly successful. It's so cool to see. And so we thought to kind of end off the year with a little sweeter gift to throw something for them as well. And so we're choosing to benefit Dornbecker Children's Hospital, which is an organization here in Portland. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. And it's basically credit unioners and the public. Anybody's welcome. You don't have to be a YPer or a credit unioner. It's going to be a cider and beer auction event in Portland, and all the proceeds that we raise from the auction are going to go to Dornbecker.
Nice.
So, pretty cool.
Yeah. So now who is hosting it? Now the Young Credit Union Professionals of the Pacific Northwest, who else is involved here?
So it's hosted by us. We're it's Y Cup of Oregon Southwest Washington.
Okay.
There are a few other organizations. There's Seattle, and then there's now Idaho, and a few others, I believe. But we'll be the ones hosting this one, Southwest Washington.
So what sparked this really cool event? So was it just kind of people brainstorming, hey, how can we help out the local children's hospital, or what kind of sparked it? What got it going?
Well, so we do a lot of giving back to our young credit union professionals in the way of helping them improve their careers and find opportunities. But then, of course, we thought about our age-old mantra, the people helping people, which is very important too. So we wanted to kind of close off the year with an event that's giving back as opposed to giving back within our niche, so to speak.
Right. Okay, very nice.
Let's
very nice.
Where we came up with that.
Very. Okay, and so what are your goals? What do you guys hope to accomplish here?
Well,
besides up a lot of cider and...
Sure, the libations will be flowing.
Yes.
We'd like to see about 200 folk, maybe more there, and tickets are about $25, but we'd have plenty of sponsorship options.
Okay.
So if we can get every one of those people to put in some sort of donation, we expect to see something sizable to give back. Really, it's just more of, we want to create a loud and clear message that we're here to support our community.
I think that's fantastic. When does it take place again? I'm sorry.
It's going to be November 19th, okay, which is a Sunday. It's going to be 5 to 8 p.m., mm-hmm, so in the early, late afternoon. And, it'll be at the Crown Plaza Convention Center in downtown Portland. So all of this information can be found on our website, okay, which is just ycupportland.com.
Perfect. So we'll put that stuff in the show notes.
Yeah, you can get tickets, look at the sponsorships, all that good stuff.
Right on. Well, we'll definitely put all that stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out. I was going to ask you, where can we find out more information? And you just...
I'm way ahead of you there.
You just stole my thunder, Michael. Goodness gracious. Sorry. No, thank you for that. Anything else to add to wrap up? I mean, what's going on with the Young Credit Union professionals up in the Oregon and Washington area? What are you guys, other than the Hopes for Hop?
Yeah, well, they're doing Hops for Hope. Yeah. So they are doing an event at MAX where we're going to try to get as many young credit union professionals from the area together. And we're going to try to do this more, throughout the year, just really reuniting YCUPers. And it's my idea to eventually, I got to meet with a lot of them at the, crashing the GIC from the country, is to eventually have some sort of national event where we can all get together and really start building that type of future, because you meet so many great people and there's so many ideas that you don't think of until you get together. And so what's going on right now on our side of the world is that at MAX we're going to get together and hopefully come up with ideas akin to that and move forward, build a larger YCUP following across the nation and beyond.
Right on. So how many of YCUPers are going to be there at MAX?
Well, at MAX, you know, I have to look at the figures. I'm not positive. We've voted in what are called leads, which are kind of the leaders of the will be coming up with some of these ideas. Mm-hmm. And then we've got another crew. I'm not sure how many will be there, but
well, we'll see you when we get there.
We'll
definitely see you. All right. Well, let's connect when we get there, and we can chat about the latest and greatest, what's going on there, and invite the other YCUPers as well to chat. So it'll be fun.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, Mr. Murdoch, thank you so much. Always a pleasure chatting with you. Congrats on your new position there at WANA as well. You're doing a stellar job as always, and keep up the good work, and we'll see you next week.
Awesome. All right. Thanks so much, Mike.
Okay,
Mike.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.